Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now! On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price just having a really good Friday afternoon. I hope you are as well. Thank you so much for having us on today. Do appreciate that. Hey, listen, during the Milton Mardi Gras Parade Saturday, we're pretty excited about that. Of course, Cat Country 98.7 and News Radio 92.3, we will be in the parade tomorrow. And you know what? I like these things. It's going to be warm, cloudy, breezy. About 75 degrees, middle 70s or so. Going to look really nice out there. So if you have those outdoor plans, go ahead and keep it. But come on down downtown Milton for the parade, the Mardi Gras parade tomorrow. We are all jazzed for that one. Hey, stocks ending mixed today following mixed profits from big companies. Laura Kantner has the numbers.
U.S. energy firms added oil and natural gas rigs for a third week in a row, the first time since December of 2023. Energy services firm Baker Hughes reporting the findings Friday. The total count was still down 33 rigs, or 5%, compared to this time last year. Airbnb made a profit in the holiday quarter, bookings were up, and the short-term rental platform is planning to use AI for customer service and planning your trips. President Trump announcing Friday that tariffs on auto imports will begin around April 2nd. Stocks ending Friday mixed, the Dow ending down 165 points, S&P 500 down almost a point, and the NASDAQ up 81. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:15 here. We'll get your first quick check of the roads and weather this hour. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Bank of America. Whether you run a local shop or a global enterprise, Bank of America gives you access to business solutions to make every move matter. What would you like the power to do? Find out at bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We typically don't have much this time every evening. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest Road towards 9 Mile, got some backups there, but just a little bit. Same with Highway 90 in front of the Walmart Supercenter. As for the weather, it's around 66 degrees right now, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 73, and Sunday, going to be a high of 68.
Okay, 6:16, News Radio 92.3. I don't know about you, but when I go past a construction area, you know, they're building something there, and they don't put a sign out like, this is going to be the future, blah, whatever.
Right.
You know, it just leaves you hanging. Okay, there is a new development along Davis Highway, the corridor there. If you've driven past the HCA Hospital, the West Hospital, right there on Davis Highway. You know the one I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're probably wondering about that construction project right across the street from the hospital.
I sure am.
Because, it's not labeled or anything. The site, 8530 North Davis Highway, it's going to be a new Wawa convenience store. Motorists be able to access the store using either East Johnson Avenue or North Davis Highway. So now you know what all of that fuss is all about.
Yeah, and one of our top stories nationally, President Trump establishing an energy council that he's previously said would look to achieve energy dominance. He signed an executive order earlier today, but the text has yet to be released. But when he announced his plans for the council last year, he said it would pave a path towards dominance by cutting red tape, enhancing private sector investments across all sectors of the economy, and by focusing on innovation over longstanding and totally unnecessary regulation.
A fresh report says Americans pulled back their spending last month. Jenny Casola breaks down the numbers for us.
Retail sales declined in January. The drop was 0.9%. Economists were predicting a drop of just 0.1%. Excluding autos, the decline is 0.4%. The month did include California wildfires and winter storms, and retail sales are not adjusted for inflation, so at least part of the decline could reflect lower prices than a year before. And December's reading was revised higher to a 0.7% increase. Compared with January a year ago, retail sales were up 4.2%. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
All righty. Also here in the state of Florida, Maury Moss, she owns Berkeley Flora Supply in Miami, says today, Mother's Day and the month of December are the three critical times for the flower industry. Miami International Airport expecting to break records this season by importing 1,500 tons of flowers daily, worth more than $400 million during this Valentine's Day rush alone. We're getting pretty late on the rush. It's the evening of Valentine's Day, but if you need flowers, good luck.
Go to Miami? Is that what you're saying? They got them down there. What about the Pensacola? About Pensacola Airport? How are they doing?
I was about to say, maybe going around your fist to get to your thumb for going to Miami, but it's worth a shot, sure.
I was just wondering what the numbers were for local, like Pensacola.
I'm not sure. That was someone from Miami talking about it, I'm sure. I mean, they're not getting all 1,500 tons, right? It's at Miami International.
Sure they are.
Hopefully they're sharing the wealth.
Sure they are. Okay, SRC, isn't that the truth? SRC Commissioner Ray Eddington wants tolls placed back on the Navarre Causeway Bridge. Wow, Commissioner.
Not cool.
Well, I'm not sure how we're looking at this right now. I don't know enough to say not cool or it's great. Still balancing out all of the information coming here. Commissioners will look at taking $1.5 million previously set aside to pay for a PD&E study, putting it toward installing tolling devices at the span to collect funds to be put toward maintenance and eventual construction of a new bridge. There's some options there. Eddington has also pressed board members to start looking at replacing the aging bridge, a proposal that'll be put on the agenda for the county's Feb 24 meeting. Should be pretty interesting, especially when you raise that element of concern. Hey, we're going to put a toll on the bridge. Yipes. Sheesh.
6:19 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, Florida's governor ready to reward state law enforcement officers and first responders as they prepare to take on more immigration responsibilities. Details on how he's going to do that and more shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
So you're getting ready to sell your house and you've got everything figured out and you're on the verge of getting a contract and the buyer says, "How old is your roof?" You say 12 years, and they say, "Oh, I'm going to need you to replace that." Do you? They ask you, "How old is your water heater?" And you say, "It's 7 years," and they say, I need you to replace that." Should you? The air conditioner is 10 years old. Do you need to replace that? Because of insurance, the way insurance is working in Florida, these are real things. People can't get insurance, or the insurance rate is dramatically affected by the fact that, for example, the age of these parts of your home. So it used to be you didn't have to think about this stuff. Nowadays, you do. The question is, what's normal? Well, that's why you have a good real estate agent, because your realtor should be able to help you walk through that and say, yes, you should replace that. It's worth the trade-off, or you shouldn't have to replace that, because they know exactly what the market is doing and what is normal. That's why you need a great real estate agent like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, "Vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in." Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
With the arrival of the all-electric Volkswagen ID. Buzz, there's a lot of excitement generating at P4 Imports on New Warrington Road. The highly anticipated new VW van brings the past back to life while aiming toward the future with bold innovation that promises to impress. Catch an ID. Buzz on your exclusive test drive today. And while you're there, check out the 2024 Atlas and Atlas Cross Sport. These full-sized SUV models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months or up to $4,500 in customer discounts. And the 2024 Tiguan, VW's crossover, is available for 0% financing for a full 60 months or up to $3,000 in rebates. Peakmore Imports on New Warrington Road has the distinctive and innovative design that Volkswagen drivers love to drive home. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Peakmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Discounts are a standalone offer and not to be combined with special APR rates offered through Volkswagen Financial Services. Qualifying credit offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community.
Listen in on Tuesday at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Pensacon Weekend, the Gulf Coast premier pop culture convention. Meet dozens of celebs, authors, attend panels, enjoy the live music and performances, and so much more. For ticket info, please see pensacon.com. Saturday night, enjoy the Pensacola Symphony's Bond and Beyond performance. Tickets are available at pensacolasymphony.com. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryant and Austin Price. If you may be thinking about doing an outdoor get out with you, to take a cooler along with you, here's something you need to be aware about, because especially if you have an Igloo cooler, it has issued a recall due to reports of the cooler's handles crushing people's fingers and causing bone fractures.
Golly.
In fact, in some cases, amputation. On Thursday, Igloo recalled 1 million. This is the 90-quart flip-and-toe rolling cooler sold at retailers such as Target, Academy, Dick's Sporting Goods, Amazon.com due to the toe handle on those coolers. You know what? I have experienced that with not the Igloo brand, but with coolers in your hand. How he gets it under that handle. It will just absolutely slam it. Consumers urged to stop using the coolers immediately. Contact Igloo for a free replacement handle. So there you go. If you have an Igloo 90-quart flip-and-toe rolling cooler, make sure you take care of that real soon. Hey, Chicago's Mayor Brandon Johnson under a lot of fire this afternoon for what's being called a gift room. Kevin Cork has more.
The city of Chicago recently shared a video of its gift room after a watchdog group accused the mayor of that city, Brandon Johnson, of improperly accepting valuable gifts. Now, on Wednesday, the city also announced brand new protocols for receiving gifts, you know, along with a log and video of the items that are currently in its gift room. The transparency attempt comes after the Office of Inspector General accused Mr. Johnson of accepting valuable gifts and failing to report them. Now, among the alleged gifts, we're talking about items like jewelry, alcohol, AirPods, designer handbags, and apparently size 14 shoes. That obviously is prompting ethical concerns.
Alrighty, you said they were under fire. It's good that they're getting some heat with those harsh winters, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, Chicago.
Now that's a dad joke.
Chicago is going to have their share of bad stuff moving in tonight. Let me tell you, the Windy City is not a place you really want to be, not with the weather as it moves in over there. Hey, Wild Young, he's a new talent over there at TMZ. He is in now with breaking news for the minute.
I'm Wild Young, and this is the TMZ Minute. Selena Gomez and her fiancé Benny Blanco are teaming up for a new album dropping March 21st. She announced a project on Instagram revealing their first song, Scared of Loving You, is already available. Benny, who produced her past hits, showed his love in the comments. A kayaker had a wild escape after a humpback whale swallowed him whole. Adrian Simancas was kayaking in a Chilean Patagonia when the whale suddenly gulped him up, only to spit him out moments later. His first thought was an orca attack, but later realized the humpback whale might have just been curious. Corey Feldman says drummer Duke Gadd, son of legendary percussionist Steve Gadd, has died of fentanyl overdose in Las Vegas. Feldman shared the news on Instagram with a clip of Duke drumming on stage. I'm Wild Young, and that was the TMZ Minute.
Alrighty, just a little bit past 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not too much going on the roads. The worst looking spot right now, probably Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. But that should hopefully dissipate sooner rather than later. As for the weather, 65 degrees, low of 60 tonight. Tomorrow going to be a rainy Saturday with a high of 73. Sunday, a drier day with a high of 68.
Okay, 6:27, News Radio 92.3. Popular video app back to download again. Attorney General Pam Bondi approve the return of TikTok.
Users can once again download the TikTok app on Apple and Google in the U.S. a month after they removed it to comply with the executive order banning it on national security concerns over its Chinese parent company, ByteDance. The ban was paused by President Trump, who says he wants to explore 50% American ownership, but the tech giants were reluctant to return the app till they got assurances from the Justice Department they wouldn't be breaking the law, something reports say they now have. The long-term future of TikTok in the U.S., though, still unclear, with less than 2 months for ByteDance to make a deal to sell U.S. assets, something it's repeatedly said it has no intention of doing. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right, mentioned this before the break. Florida's governor ready to reward state law enforcement officers and first responders that are preparing to take on more immigration responsibilities. Ron DeSantis proposed using nearly $120 million to offer big pay raises to 4,700 state sworn law enforcement officers. He also wants to see 25% raises for more than 700 state firefighters.
All right, here's something really good. GE Vernova has announced a $500,000 scholarship initiative. It is aimed at expanding vocational and technical training in 5 U.S. cities, including Pensacola. The Future of Energy Scholarship Fund is designed to equip students with the skills necessary for careers in power generation, grid modernization, and other energy-related fields. Application for the scholarship fund will be available really soon.
All righty. And more than 24 people facing charges in connection to a Central Florida human trafficking case. The Lake County Sheriff's Office talked about the arrests of nearly 30 suspects while highlighting Operation Forced Labor. Undercover detectives went onto websites tied to alleged sex work as part of the 3-day sting that took place last week. The group of suspects were charged with prostitution and drug offenses after traveling to meet with undercover police.
Okay, let me bring it home just a bit here. Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office is alerting residents. It's about a scam involving letters falsely claiming recipients have outstanding warrants or unpaid loans. Now, the scammers use the tactic to trick victims into sending money or providing sensitive information. Have we heard that one before?
Yes.
If you receive a suspicious letter, first thing you need to do here, report it immediately to the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Here is their number, 850-983-1100. And do me a favor, don't click on any links. That's probably the best rule of thumb this afternoon. No linkies. No linkies. Sports coming up about 7 minutes from right now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Numerous states are launching lawsuits against Doge, claiming its actions are unconstitutional. Fox's Brian Yenna says more.
After hearing arguments today, a federal judge here in New York says she will decide at a later date whether or not to grant a preliminary injunction. That means continuing to block Elon Musk and Doge from directly accessing the U.S. Treasury Department's central payment system.
Doge defenders argue it's only looking to root out wasteful spending and does not need congressional approval. Cleanup underway after a powerful storm pummeled fire-ravaged Southern California.
An atmospheric river battered the region, triggering mudslides, floods, damaging homes, and forcing the closure of parts of the Pacific Coast Highway. Fire officials responding to reports of vehicles trapped in water and mud.
That's Fox's Kristen Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. American consumers tightened their spending in January, indicating a weakening in economic growth, according to the Commerce Department. Retail sales fell nearly 1%, well off the Dow Jones estimate of a 0.2% slide. On Wall Street, that consumer data had an impact today as stocks were mixed. The Dow fell 165 points, the S&P 500 was down less than a point, and the Nasdaq grew by 81. Igloo is said to be recalling more than 1 million of its coolers sold across North America due to a hazard that resulted in injuries, including some amputations. The now recalled coolers were sold at major retailers like Costco, Target, Dick's, and Amazon between 2019 and January of this year. U.S. crude oil futures for March delivery down 1%, residing under $71 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute. Coming off the 2024 NFL season, here are my top five quarterbacks. Patrick Mahomes is still in the number one spot and gets the benefit of the doubt even after the worst game of his career in the Super Bowl. The league MVP Josh Allen is two, followed by the lethal two-way threat to Lamar Jackson coming in at three. Then Joe Burrow, who led the NFL in passing yards and passing touchdowns, is in the fourth spot. And rounding up the top five is the Super Bowl 59 MVP Jalen Hurts. I'm Zach Gelb.
O'Reilly. You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito,
buddy it up with a honey buddy,
or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
When you have a good thing going, having two good things going is twice as nice. Bobby Likas Auto Service has been helping Pensacola service and repair their vehicles for years. Now Bobby Likas Auto Service has a second location at 8969 Pensacola Boulevard, right across from the Super Walmart. Same great service and reliable work. No matter if you're driving a truck, a luxury vehicle, or your family sedan, take it to the place thousands have done for years. Take it to Bobby Likas Auto Service, still on Davis Highway and now also on Pensacola Boulevard.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in this Monday at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Wedding Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 60.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to the Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more on News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Was his name Dr. Noah Drake? I think that's what his name was on General Hospital.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
You know?
It's sad that I do, but yeah, right, I think Chris I know Ryan, what you're talking about.
Austin Price. Jesse's Girl is probably the most, one of the most iconic songs in America today. You know?
Today?
Well, today. Well, not just today, but of all time.
You just mean ever.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a very familiar song, and I like it a lot.
Yeah, no, it was a hit song for sure. Rick Springfield, yeah.
He's still out touring, too.
Really?
Yeah, he sure is.
I got to tell you, I can't name another song by the guy.
Okay, that's fine with me. Milton City. I won't go. I will not dive into that
one. We are not going to go down that
way. No, we're not going to go that way. I did go this way with Milton City Mayor Ed Spears. You know, he and I sat down this afternoon and spoke about that list of five candidates who remain in the running for Milton's next chief of police.
Right.
And he was very honest. He says, you know, we're going through the process right now, and we have more interviews coming up on Monday and Tuesday. Let's regroup. Because initially I was trying to get him on this afternoon. But let's regroup and let's talk about it middle of next week. So we're going to do that. Next week, Ed Spears, City of Milton, the manager over there, will be talking about, at that time maybe, the new chief of police. Hmm. Could be. It potentially could be.
All righty.
All right.
And let's see here. You know what? Since we typically get into sports at around this time, and since you just mentioned
yes.
elected officials,
yes.
former Ohio State head football coach, officially the state's new lieutenant governor, Jim Tressel, sworn in today in a ceremony at the state capitol, confirmed by the Ohio House and Senate after he was nominated for the position by Governor Mike DeWine. Tressel will fill the role recently vacated by John Husted, who in turn is taking the U.S. Senate seat that was held by now Vice President J.D. Vance.
Okay, so we're talking about Republican candidates here, aren't we? If he was J.D. Vance, he's a Republican.
As I said, I'm assuming, yeah.
Okay. Hey, probably pretty good bet. President Trump's going to be in Daytona Beach this weekend for the Daytona 500. CBS News already reporting today Trump will be in Florida for the event. The FAA issued a pair of temporary flight restrictions for the airspace over Palm Beach, Mar-a-Lago, and the Daytona Beach Speedway. So there you go. And there you are. NASCAR's back. Joe Morgan has the details. And Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
NASCAR Cup Series drivers kick off the 2025 season this Sunday in the 67th running of the Daytona 500. The front row for the race was set Wednesday night in qualifying, and Chase Briscoe was off to a good start with his new Joe Gibbs Racing team, placing the number 19 Toyota on the pole. 2022 Daytona 500 champion Austin Cindric starts alongside him. The rest of the field was determined in the dual races Thursday night. 9 open teams competed for 4 spots available in the Daytona 500. Former NASCAR Cup Series champions Martin Truex Jr. and Jimmy Johnson were the 2 fastest open teams, while the other 2 spots went to the highest finishing open charter teams in the dual races. 4-time Indy 500 champion Helio Castroneves is using a new rule to enter the Daytona 500. That rule allows NASCAR to add a car to the field driven by a part-time Cup Series competitor. The green flag waves at 2:30 p.m. Eastern. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Joe Morgan, Fox News.
All righty. And Kansas City Chiefs tight end Travis Kelce, talking about him earlier this week, saying that, you know, he was kind of mulling over the whole retirement thing. He wasn't going to make any impulsive decisions. Well, the Chiefs are saying, hey, bucko, don't sound so relaxed, because they're reportedly giving him around 30 days to inform the team if he's retiring or not. The Athletic citing a team source saying that the Chiefs gave Kelce a March 14th deadline to make the decision on his retirement.
Okay, let me go a little bit further with Chiefs information. Of course, their loss means they did not get to set one particular record. Jared Max has more in town for Fox on Football.
Fox on Football. I'm Jared Max. It did not happen. The Kansas City Chiefs failed to become the first team in NFL history to win the Super Bowl 3 years in a row. Still, Kansas City is the early favorite to win Super Bowl 60 next February in Santa Clara. Among the second choices, according to odds makers, the Super Bowl 59 champion Philadelphia Eagles, whose Super Bowl MVP quarterback Jalen Hurts thinks we may have not even seen yet what his team is capable of.
It's all a journey. I've still yet to arrive. We've still yet to arrive as a team. We've just enjoyed everything, put forth the effort, and it's taken us here. There's no destination to it.
Philadelphia Eagles quarterback Jalen Hurts, the MVP of Super Bowl 59, which set a record as the most watched TV program in American history. 127.7 million viewers on average for the Fox TV broadcast. The 2025 season scheduled to start Thursday, September 4th in Philadelphia. Jared Max, Fox News.
You seemed, because obviously I turn our mics up. Excuse me, my goodness. I turn our mics off during those segments, and I heard you seem to be a little bit surprised that the Chiefs are early favorites to win Super Bowl 60.
Well, yeah, I just want to know who gave those guys the crystal ball. I mean, you know, just where were they gazing into? I mean, and what is these comments from you know, Hurts, blah, 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 blah. What?
So much changes during an offseason, and yeah, I mean, they do this with college sports too.
We're
no less changes happen where it's just a matter of like, oh, way too early odds or way too early rankings. It is simply just conversation topics.
Let's talk about the UFL. It's only weeks away. We need to get up to speed on what they're up to. 8 teams again this year, by the way.
All right.
So anyway.
We'll be covering that during the spring, yeah.
Of course we will. And I'm very excited about it. My son, Harry, who's now 22 years old, he brings all of his friends over. They love the UFL. Don't know. I mean, maybe they're just hurting for the football fix, you know?
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying?
That could be true.
Okay, speaking of fixes, let me give you your hockey fix. This afternoon, another brutal road week for the good guys. Pensacola traveling up to Birmingham. They're in action tonight. Actually, tomorrow night, Sunday. Ice Flyers returning home against Evansville. 3-game series coming up next Friday, February 21st. Those games, Friday, Saturday game, 7:05 puck drop. The afternoon, Sunday game, 4:05. I was looking down the line at the weather for Friday. You ready for this one? Exactly. Mm-hmm. This time, exactly. Next week for Friday, we could be looking at 29 degrees.
Really?
You're the meteorologist over there.
That is such a loose usage of the word. But, yes, I do report on the weather. I'll be doing that in about 90 seconds.
You're a weather reader.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Right. 29 degrees.
My goodness, that is phenomenal.
You know, the weather's going to be so screwy this week coming up. As we're saying, iffy Sunday. Could not maybe rain. Okay? Will you go with me on that one?
Yeah, Sunday's been really, with our weather sources, really looking hit or miss. I don't know what that's about.
Okay, so then it's going to kick nice around here until Wednesday.
Hey!
And then Wednesday we have an 80% chance. Then it gets sunny, blah, 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 to the next few days. What's going on here?
Well, you know what?
Give me your best weather explanation.
It's already about 6:45, so tell you what, I'll go ahead and get into the full update anyway.
Right.
As for right now, it's 65 degrees, low of 60. Saturday going to be rainy, high of 73. And then, we're getting some mixed reports on Sunday. I guess I'll just put it this way. You're not going to be drowning on Sunday. If you get rain, it's not going to be unbearable. It's going to be a high of 68 on Sunday. And then Monday, it's going to be a high of 58. Tuesday, high of 63. And yeah, it's late Tuesday night bleeding into your Wednesday. That those showers bleed back in. And it could, especially with the lows. Could get pretty chilly.
Okay, we're doing the Milton Mardi Gras Parade. Let me back it up to Saturday. Looking good, doesn't it? It looks good.
Yeah, well, Saturday, I think it's supposed to be decent in Milton, yes.
75, mid-70s, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great parade weather.
And as for the roads, there's nothing. You're looking good on the roads right now.
I am ready for the parade. Hey, U.S. will take on Canada in the NHL's Four Nations face-off. And Jared Max has your information.
After Team USA finished off Finland 6-1 Thursday in its opening game of the NHL's Four Nations face-off that replaced the league's traditional All-Star weekend this year, Saturday, Team USA will face off in Montreal against Team Canada, which also won its opening game of the tournament Wednesday, but needed overtime to do so. The reason Canada trails Team USA in the standings by 1 point. After each nation has played one another, the top two teams in the standings will meet in the final Thursday in Boston. Saturday's game between the U.S. and Canada will get played at Bell Center, home of the Montreal Canadiens, where before Thursday's USA-Finland game, many fans booed during the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner, a recent trend at sporting events north of the border, in response to President Trump's threat to issue tariffs on Canada. Jared Max, Fox News.
All righty. Also wanted to touch on this, since we're still in the sports realm. The NBA's best players heading to San Francisco for All-Star Weekend. It begins tonight with the Celebrity Game and the Rising Stars Challenge. Tomorrow, All-Star Saturday night, will feature the Skills Challenge, Three-Point Contest, and Slam Dunk Contest. And that's all followed by the All-Star Game itself on Sunday night. And this is what's interesting. The game has a new format this season, with four teams taking part in a mini-tournament. Three of the teams were drafted by TNT analyst Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith, and Shaquille O'Neal. The fourth team will be the winner of that Rising Stars mini tournament we just mentioned.
Yeah, it's all offense. That's all that's going to be.
That's the spirit.
While we're talking about sports, maybe you might like to do a little gambling. Well, if you got a gambling problem, the American Psychological Association says people in their early 20s are the fastest growing group of gamblers. If you or somebody you know needs help, call 888-888-ADMIT-IT for the Florida-based helpline. Experts say 2.5 million Americans have a problem, and it should be seen as a public health issue.
I agree 100%.
Yep.
You can get addicted to anything. 647 here. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Hopefully you're addicted to us. If so, we appreciate it. Around this time every hour, I like to give you your Wall Street numbers. Your last reminder for the week, Wall Street closing mixed to end this five-day stretch. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 165 points to 44,546. S&P 500 lost less than a single point to 61,14. The NASDAQ gaining 81 points to 2026. And also just want to let you know, markets will be closed Monday, February 17th for President's Day.
Boy, I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
All right. National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, gives an update on that deadly crash between a military helicopter and that American Airlines flight at Reagan International. Fox's Christian Goodwin has the story.
NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy says the crew on the Army's Black Hawk helicopter may not have heard air traffic control's order to pass behind the passenger jet before the aircrafts collided.
Transmission was stepped on by a 0.8-second mic key from the Black Hawk. The Black Hawk was keying the mic to communicate with ATC.
Officials also looking into the possibility of bad altimeter data that could have led the helicopter pilots to see a different altitude than the aircraft actually was, and whether the Black Hawk's automatic dependent surveillance broadcast, ADS-B, was not transmitting because of a malfunction or because it was turned off. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
All righty. And also, having a Democratic senator looking for answers about a possible $400 million purchase of Tesla Cybertrucks by the State Department, I would have to say that's not a surprise. Elon Musk, who's leading the Doge for President Trump, is the CEO and co-founder of Tesla. Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal sent a letter about the possible purchase to Secretary of State Marco Rubio on Thursday, talking about rather blatant conflicts of interest.
Okay, if you're thinking about maybe buying or selling the home, here's those mortgage rates for you. The Mortgage News Daily reporting this afternoon, average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.04%. Average rate on a 15-year fixed rate mortgage, 6.48%. New York City, boy, it is going in so many different directions here. Let me just pick one for you. The mayor, Eric Adams, met with Tom Homan. Of course, he's the border czar, to discuss a plan to increase deportations from the city. Alexis McAdams has the story.
It includes asking the city to loosen sanctuary laws to allow ICE cooperation with civil cases and also letting ICE agents back into New York City's Rikers Island jail that they say has the worst of the worst criminals, including migrants. That would be for the first time since 2014, so it's a big deal. Allowing the feds to come in and find those illegal migrants who police say are convicted criminals and gang members. The border czar says it's a big step in the right direction, and he's going to hold Adams to it. The city is closing dozens of migrant shelters, announcing more today, and relief centers trying to cut back because they spent billions of dollars on the migrant crisis, and they say they can't keep up.
All right, and touched on this back in the 4 o'clock hour, Pope Francis is in the hospital. The 88-year-old pontiff was admitted to a hospital in Rome this morning for what the Vatican said was treatment for bronchitis and diagnostic testing. Today's development is just the latest in a years-long string of concerns over his health.
All right, recruitment of emergency responders in Escambia County is going in the wrong direction. In October, there were 11 openings for paramedics. As of Thursday, the number now stands at 17. Well, Escambia County EMS Chief Christopher Watts says the county is currently negotiating new pay for that position, but the shortage comes down to one of just more than those dollar signs.
You could work other jobs for the same or even better pay in some cases and have much less responsibility than people's lives. So that's a contributing factor. And unfortunately, it's just we're not recruiting enough people into the field to begin with.
Okay, Watt says the agency partners with local colleges to expose more people to that field. Now they are expanding their recruitment beyond the county. Watts says another challenge is getting people trained.
Most paramedic programs take a year and a half to 2 years to create new paramedics to the field.
Okay, Watts also says he can't put a timeline on just how quickly they're going to be able to hire more paramedics, but he is hopeful to fill all of the roles by the end of summer.
651, we'll take one final break for this hour, this day and this week. I know, it's getting melancholy in here. When we return, at least 1 in 5 American women over the age of 50 have blank. Not going to tell you what it is just yet, because that's part of the adventure.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx users are compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Pensacola Right Now with Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Friday Eve. You got a big Friday evening planned?
Yes, I actually do, because it's not just Valentine's Day.
Uh-huh.
It is also my parents' 27th wedding anniversary.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. What's their names?
Arnie and Melissa.
Hey, well, congratulations, guys.
Yeah. That's great. If they're on their way to the restaurant right now, they may be listening in. So.
Well, why wasn't I invited to the restaurant?
Because you've been talking about your own plans, haven't you, Chris?
But I'd like to go party with your mom and dad.
Yeah, I'll get you some leftovers, sure.
There you go. Okay, hey, we've been talking about this. During the Milton Mardi Gras parade tomorrow, going to be warm, cloudy, and breezy. They're mid-70s or so. Can we just say the weather situation will be hit and miss tomorrow? Is that safe to say?
Perfect.
Pop-up showers, possibly. Take along an umbrella or something. Just in case.
Maybe windy, maybe hot, just maybe rainy, maybe not.
Just in case. There you go. Okay. Just thank goodness it's not a week from now where it's 29 degrees.
Well, and honestly, since we went ahead and summed that up so well.
Are we doing the weather now?
Yeah, it's 6:55, so I'll just tell you the roads. Roads are looking pretty clear. We have some minor congestion on Highway 90 in front of Walmart, but that is to be expected. So, yeah, not much is holding you up.
Okay. Introducing robots from Apple. Eventually.
Yes.
It's like that Bill Malusion from Fox pause there. The way the line reads, it goes, introducing robots from Apple. And it's pause. Eventually. Mm. Eben Brown has more on Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Apple might want to sell you a robot in the future.
Tech blogger Ming-Chi Kuo reports Apple is working on robots, gleaning information from a research paper detailing the Cupertino company's look into humans interacting with robots, though not the type that walk on two legs. The paper shows the company is still in early designs and brainstorming phases. The term in the paper is non-anthropomorphic, and it means Apple could be pursuing devices that perform tasks integrating hardware and software, but aren't trying to create a personality or companion-like experience. Such devices don't need to resemble people or animals, but the document doesn't rule out such projects, suggesting all robotics could be part of a next-generation smart home. All in all, robotics are a focus of some other tech companies like Tesla, though they're far from perfected beyond demonstrations. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
I'm glad Evan brought that up about Tesla, because that futuristic truck they have.
Cybertruck.
Yeah. It's ugly. I mean, that is just but ugly.
Hey, careful now. I saw someone on the roads with one today.
I think it's like amazing. I would love to see what one looked like inside. I've only seen them zip past me, you know, and things like that. But yeah.
I don't know what they look like.
So they're talking about robots taking on the looks of humans and things like that. They need to clean up that Tesla. At least give it a paint job.
Well, speaking of humans and their inability to keep up with the future, at least 1 in 5 American women over the age of 50 have osteoporosis, but many don't even know it.
Really?
Updated guidelines. Updated guidelines from the U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommend women 65 and older to have a bone density scan.
Yeah.
Osteoporosis, often described as a silent disease because there are few, if any, symptoms until someone fractures a bone, usually in the hip, wrist, or spine.
You know, a lot of people up in the Windy City of Chicago are wondering, who's driving this boat? They're probably saying every single day, because you got city council people going off the charts. I mean, you got everything going crazy. Here's something else. Hey, it's a good banner. You can take it to the water cooler with you. The Chicago City Council expected to review a memo. This was written by the city's inspector general, alleging high-level officials interfered with her department's work. CJ Papa has the story.
The allegations in the memo didn't name current Mayor Brandon Johnson or former Mayor Lori Lightfoot, but IG Deborah Witzberg does spell out practices she claims negatively impacted the pace, independence, and effectiveness of their probe. Some specific concerns: the Department of Law using attorney-client privilege to withhold records from the Office of the Inspector General, slowing down investigations. Plus, that agency also reportedly controlled which OIG subpoenas would be enforced, delaying or blocking critical investigative actions. The memo did not specify which investigations were affected. CJ Papa, Fox News.
News Radio 92.3. It is a Friday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on. Hey, good news coming out of Philadelphia today. No. We're not talking about the Eagles. We're talking about the SS United States.
Right.
Okaloosa tourism officials confirm they have completed the necessary safety requirements. That ocean liner will be moving from a pier this weekend.
Finally.
So, it's finally heading to the Gulf Coast.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.